a month, and we're always going to be trying to focus around one of our core values or who we are. Sometimes it might blend a few of our core values, but if you remember, we talked a lot about these at staff training, just the idea of teamwork and how, you know, we accomplish so much more with others. The idea of everything that we do, we're doing it as though we're doing it for the Lord and not for men. The idea of servant leadership, to be able to model what Christ modeled, and whatever we're doing, whether it's at camp or on our campus throughout the year, that we're always giving servant leadership and doing everything that we do with integrity, that I am who I say I am, that we're the same person no matter where we are, and then practicing good stewardship in what we're doing, whether that's with our time, our resources, our talent. And so throughout the whole entire year, we're going to walk through a lot of those different things. And sometimes, like I said, there'll be a combination of those, and sometimes it'll just be one of them that we're talking on. Tonight, we're kind of really talking around the idea of teamwork and how you can gain some others to come around you to lead you as a team. And that really bleeds on to a lot of it. We'll talk about the idea of integrity and having people around you that can pour into you and so forth. But as we go through this is just so you do know, where I'm always going to be on these calls. I'll be helping facilitate some of these. Hopefully you remember me from the summer, but I have the privilege of working with Windshape Camps full time. And then one of my good friends who we've been friends for a long time, Jason, was my youth minister way back in the day, which I guess it's not that far away, but it was my youth minister on where we first met, and we've continued to have a relationship since then. And so Jason is somebody who really believes in next generation leadership, or really the now generation leadership, but you guys, the generation, I guess what we would say we're Y or IY, however you want to term us, but has a passion for our age group and really helping train us to become the leaders that God's called us to be here and then where we go in the future. So Jason's going to be on our calls with us. He'll help facilitate. And then from here, I guess I'll just throw it over to you, man.
Brent, I appreciate it, and I'm not sure who that picture is right there of me, but I put a little link up of who I really am and what I look like. Brent and I, we've been, and that was a good day. Those were not photoshopped, so those are real and authentic. So I hope that'll bless you today. But anywho, Brent's been a good buddy, and you know, we've talked about this and kind of tried this and finally really wanted to give this to you. Brent is a huge, he just wants to invest in you. And so I'm just glad to be a part of the journey. And so we'll just kind of go through, and please, you're never interrupting. Some of you might want to write something in the chat room. Maybe you want to just say something here. You know, sometimes in these rooms you feel like you're talking on top of each other. And you know what? Like Brent said, probably are, but who cares? You just kind of keep going with it. So the loudest one wins. So best of luck to everybody. So I don't know if you did you get the video in the email?
Yeah.
Okay. Some people just don't like answering on the phone, so I figured I'd put it there. All right, we got Nick asking, what is this? Is he joking?
I'm not sure. I can test with him.
All right. So anyways, I hope that you had a chance to watch the video. I'm not going to, you know, recap the whole video. That's why we sent it out. My first question to you is just about the video style itself. Was the video okay, the length, the content, just kind of overall before we dig a little deeper? What's an immediate thought? Because really we're just trying to figure this whole thing out. Give me some immediate feedback that would help us. Anything?
I thought the length was good. Like it wasn't a huge amount of time that you had to, you know, schedule and commit to. And the content was really good, and I started almost like taking notes, and then I noticed that the notes came out in the email too, so that was neat to have something visual to follow along with while you're watching the video.
Okay, cool. Anybody
know in the future like what your videos are going to be over, but if you ever have I guess anything that you could have like visual aids in the video itself,
yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with your face, but seeing that watching you talk for 10 minutes can get a little boring.
Yeah, okay. Man, you don't like looking at me for 10 minutes? I don't either. I don't either. Don't worry about it. No, I think that's a good point. And in fact, Brent and I have talked about a few things that we can do. So that's a good word. Anybody else?
I mean, personal thing, but at times the music was just kind of the same thing play over and over again underneath you. I think it got a little distracting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll take complete blame for the music.
Okay, that's good. Anybody else?
Hello, all right, well, join.
Hey, welcome. Is this Nick?
This is Nick.
Nick, welcome, buddy. You are just in time. We're just getting started. This is Jason Young. So we're just getting started. So welcome to this room. So I don't want to recap the whole video, but is there somebody that could take a good stab, but kind of just maybe in 30 seconds kind of encapsulate what you walked away with? If you could say, look, the video said this blank. In like 30 seconds, what would you say?
I just think that the whole purpose of it was like, you know, like we just really need to invest or be intentional about having people that are going to invest in us and like are willing to invest in us and just like be intentional about like finding those right people, like for specific purposes. And like you gave like the examples of like what different people need to do, like people who need to I can't remember, like the last one was like having a best friend or someone that like really like might be like a straight shooter with you.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, I think that was a good summary. Let me ask you this. If after watching the video, was there like a one thing that like stood out to you more than anything else, and you're like, you know what, that's exactly for me? Was there anything that you know kind of struck you like that?
I think for me,
I felt like
loudest one wins.
Okay, well then, I think it was kind of like the whole analogy, like while you're talking about the table, and it didn't really hit me until after the video is over, but I mean, I kind of feel like we are in a battle, and like Knights of the Round Table is like a big thing we're taught, and so I just kind of took away the analogy that it's about picking the people who you want to go into battle with you and who always have your back. So that's kind of what I just drew from the overall like analogy, even though you like never said Knights of the Round Table, that's what I was thinking, so.
Yeah. What's your name?
I'm Ashley.
All right, Ashley West, right?
Yes.
All right, cool. Awesome. Yeah, great, great. Keep going. Who else?
When I listened to it, it just kind of, when you mentioned that each advisor should have, like, a specific role, it just kind of reminded me that sometimes, you know, one person might be really good at something and have really good advice, but maybe you shouldn't go to them for advice about everything because, you know, not everybody has all the gifts, and like you said, they're not everybody, like nobody knows everything, and so you need to have people kind of like specialize in their areas of advice giving or whatever.
Yeah, no, was that Nick?
No, it's Harris.
Harris, dude, exactly. I think you're exactly right, and you know what? I made the mistake of like finding one person, and I thought that they could do everything, and that was unfair to expect that from them. But I didn't know it until after, like, I really kind of bombed a couple times. But you're absolutely right. I mean, in fact, a guy the other day asked me, I was over at his house with him. He has four kids, God bless him. But and they're all under the age of six, which is, you know, crazy. And he said, hey, can you, you know, his wife is a photographer. We'll barter. You help me with some life coaching, and, you know, she'll take your family photographs. And I said, you know what? I'm not the guy for that. This what he was looking for particularly, and he was like, well, doesn't one person, can't they just do everything? You know, and I think what you said is, no, that's, you know, they can't do everything. And so I think, Harris, you're exactly right. We got to figure out who can do what But we got to figure out what do we need, maybe before we even find the person. So props for that response. It's good. Anybody else? What about the idea of creating this table? You know, I don't know if you're like me, but like I need a visual, a metaphor, something to kind of. Brent, throw that picture up if you have it. So this is my house. Just kidding. I wish it was. In fact, I'm sitting in my garage right now looking at the moon, and so I wish I had a sitting around a table like this. But nonetheless, I want you to think tonight. Just look at that table. Look at those cool chairs. You know, it's like pretty sleek. What's your initial reaction to, like, this idea, this metaphor, this picture of a table of influence for your life? Anything?
It kind of reminds me of, I guess, when you see, like, old war footage and stuff of them, like, planning out strategy and stuff. You've got all these generals kind of all together with, like, a map or something, and they're trying to plan out what they're going to do as you, like, kind of plan out what you're going to try and do in your life by asking people advice and opinions and stuff.
Yeah. Excellent. Let me ask you this, kind of a offshoot, and we'll just kind of roll off in these. Do you feel comfortable? Do you feel like you have a plan at all for where you're going in life? And if you don't, it's okay. I'm just asking, you know, just some honest responses.
I do have some degree of plan. I'm not sure how well it's going to work out there, but it's there.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like I kind of have, like, a broad idea. Like, there's some specifics that I know that I definitely want, things that I'm not willing to necessarily sacrifice in my life, but I don't really have, like, a plan of how to get there. I have the goal, but not the strategy, I guess.
Uh-huh. And maybe that is it. Maybe some of us don't have a picture at all or a plan at all, and the people at this table can help us do that. Maybe some of you have a broad plan and picture, and maybe they just help with the strategy and kind of the coloring and the lines. Or maybe you feel like you do have an extensive plan and you need it to be challenged and really, you know, massaged and things of that nature. So the table is going to serve different needs based on where you are with that plan. So that's good thoughts. Let me ask you this. Imagine you're sitting at the table right now. Are there currently any voices in your life that you right now find to be valuable?
This is Brent again, but I do, and for me, this has been a really good challenge because for me, I've always felt like maybe some of them weren't valuable because it wasn't the complete holistic picture that I was looking for. Like, I wanted somebody to be the, you know what I'm saying, like, the problem solver, the guider, but like you said, like, the idea of having multiple people, and so this is, for me, it's making me realize the value of the people that are pouring into me. They're offering certain pieces, but it's my job to put the pieces together as the leader of that, you know, that group or that, you know, those voices in my life, so. But it's just me.
Hey, Sarah.
Sorry, yes?
No, I was just going to say, are there any voices that you find to be, you know, valuable, that, you know, you're like, man, I want to keep those voices near me as of tonight?
Right. When I first was reading about or watching the video, I was trying to think of people like that in my life. And I could think of people back home, but not very many people down here at school. But since watching it and just, you know, doing school this past week and everything, I feel like I have kind of seen certain people. Like one big one, I have a new supervisor this year at my work city job. And she's kind of older. She's about my mom's age, but she's just such a godly woman, and she's, I feel like the areas that she's worked in life are just areas that I feel like I really connect with. Like, a lot of our passions are the same, and she just has a whole lot of wisdom. So it's been neat kind of coming across a couple people like that that I didn't think that I necessarily did have in my life, but they kind of have been there. I just haven't really spotted them, you know?
Yeah, yeah, perfect. I think that's, excellent, excellent, excellent. What about Meredith? What do you think?
I don't know. I agree with what you were saying and kind of like what Brent was saying too. Like, we think we have to go to one person to like to be our constant person of like who gives us advice, but we really need to be looking for like a whole group of people, like what you said, 4 to 7 people. So that was really eye opening to me. And like when I really thought about it, I mean, I could probably think of probably like just a couple people, like my small group leader and like my best friend who I really like go to and like ask for advice. And so it was really like, I guess it challenged me that I need to look for more people in that role in my life.
Cool. Well, what about thinking about your life? And I know sometimes we want, I don't know if you've ever struggled with this. I know this has been a struggle for me, and I'll just be honest with you. Sometimes I want people to feel like I have it all together. Does anybody else, have you ever felt like that, or is it just me?
Yes.
Okay. And I don't know why. I think partially I feel like my mom has that pressure on me, or she's always been like that, and so I've been like that. And if I had time, I'd tell you my story that kind of helped to create that, I think. The other thing, what's the question I'm about to ask is really, could really be transformational. But where in your life, if you were to really be honest, do you think you need a voice the most? And it could be some of those examples I had given you, like clarifier, challenger, or you could make it in your own wording, whatever. But where in your life do you think, if you were to, like, dig deep, and you say, you know what, there's one spot or two spots or whatever that I really need a voice in my life the most, what would you say? I know it requires some honesty, but just, you know, you could really encourage and help somebody else by sharing. Not everybody all at once.
I mean, I personally feel like I could definitely use a challenger, just somebody who's, like, willing to call me out. And because I feel like the people at my table, like, right now aren't really that willing to do such a thing. But and at the same time, I also feel like I kind of also need, like, the best friend at the table. Because, like, all the people that I have are, like, older and wiser, but I don't really have, like, someone that I can be like, yeah, they've always got my back 100% of the time, and I know they're always going to be there kind of thing. So those two are probably my biggest ones.
Okay, that's good.
This is Nick. I could definitely use a clarifier right now for sure, just because I have so much stuff on the table, and sometimes it's just hard to prioritize stuff with time and make sure I'm, you know, focusing my attention, my talents towards the right stuff instead of the meaningless stuff. And then especially, I could definitely use a connector as well, just getting closer to that graduation date, needing to know a lot more people to help me, you know,
yeah,
see what's coming around the corner.
If you look at any of these people, is anybody here afraid that you're going to have to change too much, and so you might want to bring certain voices at the table that you can be in control of without them pushing you too far, challenging you too much? Would anybody be honest to say, I kind of have that fear a little bit that they're going to disrupt what I think I have going well, so, you know, I'm not really sure about this whole thing. Is anybody honest enough to say that kind of that's you?
Yeah. I mean, there's sometimes, like, I don't know, you know, certain people have maybe the right advice, but you're just afraid to go and ask them because it might not be what you want to hear necessarily.
Yeah. Yeah. I've done that, and then I've ended up screwing up. So has there been anybody in your life that spoken to you, a voice that helped you make a healthy decision that if you were to look back, you would say, man, I am so thankful that I listened to that voice. Has anybody had that experience?
I have. This is Meredith. I've had friends that have given me advice, and I've kind of realized that it was like that their advice was the right thing to do, even though it wasn't the easiest thing to do. So looking back, I am really thankful.
That's good. What do you think? Anybody else?
I would resonate with that. This is Ashley Willis. I would resonate with that completely. And I, like, don't mean to be, like, all about WinShape because it's all about the Lord, but really, like, people, like, especially at WinShape as a camper, like, people spoke into my life and were positive voices that helped me make good decisions for the future as well.
Yeah. I never will forget. I got it. This is kind of embarrassing, so please feel free to laugh or not ever say we're friends. But I remember being in college, and I was dating this girl, and I thought she was all that. You know, she was beautiful. She was talented. She was just all that. And we dated for like 8 or 9 months. And, you know, I was in love, even though I couldn't spell love. And I remember, like, I would always call home, like, crying to my mom and dad. You know, I was like, oh, it's, you know, she did this or that. So one day my dad told me, he said, Jason, don't call home again until you dump her. And I was like, Dad, you are, that's me. And he said, I'm about to hang up, but I'm just telling you, don't call home again until you dump her. She's unhealthy for you, da-da-da, and he went on. And I cried even more, you know, it was like I was a big baby. And eventually I broke up with her, and thank God that I did. So listening to my life, he just had to slap me in the face with that. But it was a voice that I hadn't listened to for months before and finally listened to, and I'm really thankful that, you know, he helped make a healthy decision. So I just got to pay attention to to those voices. What I want to kind of go into a scripture. I'm throwing it up there in the chat room. Mark 3:14. Jesus, he appoints 12, kind of sets them aside, and he calls them to be his apostles and to just give up everything that they're familiar with. And they were going to spend time with him, and he was going to send them out to preach. And what's interesting is that Jesus realized that these 12 could not go out and do what he wanted them to do unless they had his influence in their life. And then when they were to go out, it took years for them to get to a place before he really sent them out. I mean, they went out, but when Jesus went back to heaven after he rose from the dead, that's when they really were released and began to change the world in a powerful way. And so it's just a great example to realize that Jesus realized he needed to influence them. They didn't realize that they needed the influence probably as much as they really did, but because they were willing to accept his influence, they were able to influence millions and millions. Even you and me today, look, we're reading this verse that Mark wrote. And so I think the first thing we have to think about is having the influence of Jesus through Scripture in our own lives. And I don't know if you're like me, but sometimes I feel like I go on past experiences that I've had with Jesus or verses that I've just memorized, but I've become so numb to its power and his power that I try to do it. I try to use his voice from years ago, maybe in a particular situation, when he sometimes will just say to me, Jason, I have something fresh for you to hear. You know, and that's just me being honest with you. I want to also throw up, and I'm doing this all on the fly, so you're patient. with me. I'm gonna throw here's another scripture. If you want to chime in, go for it. Here is Acts 9:27. This is so awesome. You remember Saul hated the church, and so he persecuted the church. He was at the stoning of Stephen, held his clothes, and so he just didn't like Christ followers. And so when Saul had this experience on Damascus, wrote that he wanted to get involved in the church, but nobody would accept him. They were terrified of him. And one man's influence, you know, we give Saul, now Paul, credit for writing so much and these missionary journeys and all that, but if it were not for one man's influence, Barnabas, Saul would never have the influence that he had. So check this out, 9:27 in the chat room. Then Barnabas brought him to the apostles and told them how Saul had seen the Lord on the way to Damascus and how the Lord had spoken to him. He also told them that Saul had preached boldly in the name of Jesus in Damascus. So what Barnabas is doing, one simple man, Barnabas, the encourager, is saying, listen, church, I am using my platform of influence to validate that this guy has had a real experience. Listen to him. Support him. Get behind him. And the rest is history. Saul becomes Paul and writes more than, you know, half of the New Testament, all these missionary journeys, all this influence. But it all started when Barnabas used his influence to introduce Saul, now Paul, to the church. What do you think about that? Have you ever thought about that before?
I never did until I studied it.
I want to kind of begin to land the plane. I know you have homework to do, I'm sure, that you're just excited about, or you'll probably wait till an hour before, or do it in class. Not that anybody here would do that, but
absolutely.
I kind of want. Yeah, you go. Let me throw this last question in. Who are people or voices that you think you need to invite to your table of influence? And I want you to look at that picture in front of you, that table. Imagine you're sitting there. And think about the people that need to be in those seats. They don't all have to be filled right now. Maybe two of them, maybe all the rest of them, I don't know. But who are some people, maybe by name or by some of the examples that we talked about, you know, clarifier, challenger, let's see, what were they, creative, connector, wise elder, close friend, who do you think you need to invite to your table and why? Be a name, just one of the, you know, a type of person, maybe based on the list from the, you know, top notes or whatever.
I think the one that is like that I most need is a clarifier, because mainly because I feel like I just have a lot like of scattered like interest or like wants. I feel like called in a lot of different directions. And I just feel like if I had someone who was like a clarifier, that could help me kind of like really be intentional about like where I'm spending my time or like what I'm like investing in doing, instead of just like trying to do every opportunity that comes up.
Yeah, I would agree with that completely, like a connector and clarifier and like almost even a challenger on top of that, just because I feel like I'm very much the same way a lot of the times, and that I'm interested in a lot of different things, and sometimes I feel like trying to
I don't know, get connected to that many different things. Like in doing that, I lose focus and I lose drive, and I just probably really need somebody who can keep me accountable to focusing in on a couple things and really dedicating time to them.
I think what you just said on the focus or the accountability, have y'all ever heard of Margaret Feinberg?
No.
No? You would probably really dig her writing. She speaks and writes to college students for a living, and she lives up in Canada. Just Brent, I know you've seen her speak and probably read some of her stuff, but right. One day I was spending some time with her, and I'm not a writer. I'm a wannabe writer, and so I'm just, you know, being straight. And I was sitting down with her one day. I was like, you know what, I have a passion for writing. And she goes, do you do it every day? And this is the first time I've ever sat down and talked to her. I was like, no. She goes, then you don't have a passion for writing, Jason. And I was like, girl, who are you talking to? And she's like, you don't. If you have a passion for something, you're going to figure out how to build that passion every single day. And she goes, do you do that in writing? I said, no. She goes, then you're not a writer, my friend. And when she said that, it was like a kick in the gut. But she was absolutely right. And so I thought, man, and she's been a voice in my life. And I ran into her like a year later, and I told her, I was like, you know, I gave her an update, and she goes, I don't even remember saying that, but she goes, it's true. And I said, well, you know what? You've helped me realize. And so you're right. Whoever said focus and accountability, that is one great thing that they do. So I just wanted to kind of give an illustration to that. Anything else that you would say?
I mean, I feel like I need to focus in my table because I tend to just, I'm like an includer, and I'm like, everybody needs to sit at the table. But I think like this really helped me to realize that not everybody has a place at the table at a specific moment, because not everybody can do what I need. So it's just more of, I guess, deciding who I need at the table at the moment and realizing that can change, but not including everybody.
Yeah, you're right. Have y'all heard of Perry Noble?
Nope.
Okay. He's a pastor at New Spring Church in Anderson, South Carolina, and he's helped me with what you just said. You know, as far as you don't have to listen to every single voice. And so my follow-up question to that is this. Are there any voices in your life that you need to remove? And you may not want to answer that. I used to feel like I needed to listen to every voice, and he was like, you know what? No, you don't, because then you'll never hear the voices that you need to hear. So he was a clarifier for me. So, you know, are there any voices that in your life that you think, you know what, there is one or two or three or 20 or all of them or whatever that I need to remove? Anybody have an immediate reaction to that?
I don't believe that creativity is like a bad thing, but I think too much of it sometimes, I think too much of anything sometimes can get out of hand, but I think something that I might tone down a little bit on as far as like who's sitting at my table, I think is creativity and just kind of making sure that I have kind of variety to not to depend on just those people for my own balance in life, but as far as my circle, my table goes, like making sure that I have a good balance so that I can remain, like, so that I can be kept, like, held accountable in each of those areas and not just in, like, creativity. And, like, I already can be kind of a creative person, and so having too much of that around me sometimes doesn't motivate me to be a clarifier or to find a clarifier or a challenger or a connector or whatever. So I don't know if that directly answers the question, but that's kind of what I thought of.
Okay, that's good. Anybody else? And we'll wrap up here. Well, I know this experience is new and some good things and bad things you may not like or just, you know, love or whatever, but we're going to keep tweaking. And the last kind of little thought I want you to walk away with is, as you go study tonight, or you go to the Waffle House tonight, or you go read your Bible tonight, or you go watch a movie, whatever you do, as you think about it, begin to pay attention to the voices that are already present that you just need to really center on more, or some you need to remove, or some you need to, you know, kind of bring closer and put at the table and clarify it with them. But also, don't always try to take from these people. Ask them, like there's one guy, Tim Elmore, who's a great friend. He's at my table, but I give back to him. So try to find some ways to give to these people as well and not just take. And then here's the last thought I'm throwing up. Your influence will largely be determined by the voices at your table. So choose wisely and choose timely. You know, anybody else want to add anything before Brent takes over?
I guess just don't forget to put Jesus at your table. That sounds kind of corny, but I mean,
no, yeah,
it's definitely not.
Yeah, he's often. You're right. Often he's the last person, and I'm kind of working off the assumption that we all know that yes, first and foremost, if there is nobody else, he has got to be there. So as you begin to pray through, you know, people that should be and shouldn't be at your table, make sure that he does lead that charge. And kind of walk through this through prayer, but you're absolutely right. I didn't intentionally leave it out. It was just kind of a underlying assumption, but it's good to clarify. All right, Brent, you stud. It's all you, dog.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it, Jason. For those of you, like I said, I've known Jason a long time, and Jason's been a different voice at different times in my life. I mean, even all the way back to high school, and then even recently, I remember a couple of years ago, I sat down and showed him 3- and 5-year plans for my life, and asked on different things to touch base with me on, and so Jason's been there for me, and different people all the course of the time, and I think it's really cool to realize too that people that you might be inviting them in at different times, the tables will turn, and you're going to be the one at their table. I think of a guy who mentored me all through college, and he just went through a really big transition and switching where he was, and he was calling me, and we were talking through things, and it was almost like the tables were turned in that sense. And so it's really cool to see how God can use that in the different voices in your life. But really, one thing I always want to end with whenever we go through these is just kind of, what do you do now whenever you get content like this, whenever you get information, you walk through things? I want to encourage you 3 things, and this is what I did the last time we were all together on an event like this, is really within the next hour, I would encourage you to somehow in the next hour to stop, write down, take away 2 or 3 key ideas that you took from your 45 minutes here, and to make good stewardship of your time, to not lose them, but write down, you know, 2 or 3 action items or 2 or 3 key takeaways in the next hour. I would encourage you in the next day to tell somebody else some of those things. So you kind of duplicating that and telling someone else, really, it might be a really great opportunity for you to call someone who you served with this past summer who may have been that voice, and just talk to them about this whole concept, and maybe even using that as an opportunity to thank them for the influence that they had in your life during that season. And then I would say in the next week, I would find an additional resource that would be able to help you kind of dive in deeper on bringing voices into your life or different spheres of influence, and how to really dive into those. So that's where I'll leave you there, 1 hour, 1 day, and 1 week. And so just as we kind of wrap up too, just as what we can expect in the future, I hope that you guys will continue to join us. Like I said, this is a small group, and partially because of that reminder email got sent out really wrong. But hopefully we'll have more and more of us join together. I would encourage you to invite somebody else with you next time if you found value in this, and maybe just talk about it either on Facebook or actually in real person, and invite someone else that served with you this summer to come and join us next month. And then also, we're going to start updating our blog a little more often. So at windshapecamps.org/staff, we have a blog there. We're going to have some stuff up there for you in the future as well to dive into. But like I said, we're going to be doing this. The rest of the dates for the rest of the year, we're going to meet together on October the 10th, which is going to be really interesting because I think I'm going to be in Brazil. And then November the 14th, we're going to be together. And then December the 12th. So those are the 3 dates that get us through the end of the year. And then just threw up another date just so you have it on your calendars, October 22nd, which is our staff reunion. So again, I do appreciate you guys taking time. I think there's huge value in carving out time in your life to really develop yourself and develop who you are and who God's turning you into and developing you to be, especially right now while you're in college, to make use of any opportunity that you get like this. But I'm going to close us in prayer real quick before we go, and then we'll let you guys go have a good Monday night. Let's pray. Dear God, we are just thankful for technology and the crazy idea that we have people actually all over the Southeast that we're able to meet together and see the same things and hear the same things and spend time together. God, we are thankful for this group of people that have found value in just stopping and just thinking through who it is that you're calling them to be and developing them and to be Christ-centered servant leaders. God, we thank you for their influence on their campus. We pray that you will continue to use them way beyond the summer, but God, where they are now and where they're going to be in the future, God, we just pray that you will surround them with people that will pour into them, that will invest into them in different areas of their lives, and that will help them just to grow and develop. God, we do love you so much, and we thank you for this time. In your name I pray, amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you guys again, and we'll be sending you guys out some emails just to remind you about this for next month, and then just to follow up on this one to get some feedback from you all. But we appreciate it, and we'll see you all soon.